Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Here's an interesting one. On the show today, we were talking about fathers-to-be in the Labour ward. And during the discussion, we got a message from a listener, quite a serious one actually, who wants to remain anonymous. And it says, I'm going to read it out. I've recently been told I'm going to be the father with my on-off girlfriend. Sounds to me more like a booty call, doesn't it, really? Anyway, we've broken up so many times as I didn't want commitment, as she is still technically married with a child already, and she's not done anything about the divorce. Or alone in the past for both of us. Or alone time in the past for both of us. In other words, she's not committing to the relationship, so he's not committing really either. Now I'm faced with doing the right thing and being there for her and a child and move in with her. She doesn't want to move into my home because my mortgage is not sustainable at the moment, but wants me to ship out and move in with her in a rented house. I'm not looking forward to it. It's still early days, but there was never any compromise with her. I'm a man, it's my fault, I'll be told. Men don't have a choice. She now wants me to present at the birth. I ring her every day, 3 to 4 times, to make sure her pregnancy's going okay. But every time I ring her, we argue. I don't know what to do. Being a father should be a joyous occasion, but I know my life will be horrible, as it's her way or no way at all. No choice for men in this society, sadly at all. Now, the only thing I'm a little bit confused about, I'll ask H about this actually, what she makes of it, because she kind of read the email before I did. H, the only thing I'm confused about is it his baby?
Yes, it's his baby.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because he doesn't actually say that anywhere.
Well, I think that's the whole point of his message, is that he's going to be a father, so it's his baby.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And he's clearly not getting on well with her.
No, he clearly says at the start it's an on-off relationship. So I'd say, you know, they're arguing a lot. They're breaking up over, you know, the usual.
But she doesn't seem to want to commit to the relationship either, because she's still living in her old house, a rented house, and doesn't want to get a divorce from her ex. So she's technically still married.
She's technically still married. I don't know if it's that she doesn't want a divorce or whether she just hasn't gone through with the divorce yet. But yeah, no, it's his baby. And he's basically wondering, you know, does he have to be a dad?
Right. Okay. So I don't know what you think of that situation. I mean, it raises an interesting debate about men's rights to choose to be a parent. As we all know, women have a choice now. But should men also have the same choice? And before you all have a go at me and say, how have they got a choice now? Well, look, abortion is legal in this country. If you don't want to have a baby, you don't have to. If you don't want to be pregnant anymore, you don't have to be pregnant. That's the law. Maybe you morally, you can make your own choices about that, whether you morally want to have an abortion or not, but legally you can have one, and legally you can decide to be a mother if that's what you want to be. So he's clearly decided he doesn't want to be a father and doesn't enjoy the idea of fatherhood because he believes it should be a joyous occasion, but in this case it's not. It's horrible. So some people say that if a woman chooses to keep a baby, that the man must accept that. But is that really fair? The man might choose to walk away, but he'll always be a father, because she will demand he be a father. Well, at least till he's 18 and the child is 18 and he'll pay maintenance. Is that fair? So maybe you think it is because it takes two to tango, essentially. I want to get your thoughts on this. Should a man have a right to opt out of fatherhood from pregnancy stage? Now, obviously, if the baby's born already, there was nothing you can really do about that, is there? But from an early stage. So think of it hypothetically like this. A guy meets a girl in a bar. They have a 2 or 3 week relationship, couple of one night stands, you know, and she goes to him 2 weeks later and says, listen, gives him a ring. Do you remember me? I met you in the bar there. We had a couple of dates. I'm pregnant. And he goes, all right, that's fair enough. I'm 23 years of age. I'm going to college. I don't want to be father right now. So I'll tell you what, you know, if you want to go halvesies on the abortion or whatever it costs, or I look after you, I don't want to be a father. And she goes, but I want to keep it. And he goes, well, okay, that's fine. But I'm just letting you know, I don't want to be a father. You want to be a mother? That's grand. You fire away, be a mother. I don't want to be a father. Should a guy have the right to say, I don't want to be a father? Provided it's at that stage of pregnancy, which in this country would be before 12 weeks. Yes, he should have the right to say, no, I don't want to be a father. Or no, you believe that's the woman's right. If she wants to have a baby, he must man up. He who dips the wick pays for the oil, as they say. So let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Should a man have a right to forgo fatherhood? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Morris.
Evening, Niall.
Maurice.
I'm good. Did you just have a blackout in town today? We had power out with Joe here in Blanche.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't notice it anywhere now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, basically all around here and in the north side. And my wife says to me, does it remind you of Aunt Romantic? I said, yeah, the burning of Joan of Arc. We'd all the candles out.
And how long has the power gone?
It was gone for about half an hour.
But oh, no, Helena's now saying to me here, she did notice it on the M50 on the way in.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, but they got it back fairly handy.
Right, okay. I think the power went in the kind of Swords area the weekend before last or something like that, as far as I know.
Yeah. Nowadays,
it's quite unusual to see power cuts in cities.
That's what my wife said. We just got the water back, and now the bleeding power is gone. We can't see the water.
Do you remember the olden days, Morris, when we were kids? Yeah. The power was constantly going.
All the time.
And I remember, I lived in Edenmore Gardens, right? And the feckers at the end of my road were as lucky because they never lost their power. You know why? They were beside a hospital.
There you go, yeah.
And I don't know what that even meant, but my dad used to always say, oh, they don't lose their power, they're beside a hospital. Yeah. And I go, right, okay, why does that mean they don't lose their power? Seemingly they're on a generator or something like that, but all the houses close to it would also be on the same kind of line, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But the power used to go every few weeks. It'll be gone. Right. You'd have candles hanging out of your ears.
Just to hear all the alarms going off and everywhere's in darkness. It was the perfect Halloween night.
It's a bit scary when the power goes, isn't it?
Well, it just goes to show you how we take things for granted.
Oh, yeah. And did you sit down and talk?
Oh, we had, yeah, for about 10 minutes. Is your headache gone?
So, Morris, should a man have a right to turn down fatherhood?
Lucas. He's in a tough situation. He's involved with somebody that technically is still married to another man, has a child with him, and now he's having a child with somebody that's in a broken down relationship. They're not getting on, and the last thing they need is another child coming in on the situation. They haven't got a permanent residence. One of the mortgages is really in a bad situation, and it's going to be made worse by the patch of little feet in a couple of months, you know, so he's going to really have to think about it. But as the fella said, you know, he won't deal, so he has to stand by her.
Does he? But because she doesn't have to go ahead with the pregnancy. I mean, that's the law in this country now, yeah. You know.
People would ring in and say, ah, she's trapping him, you know. They slept together and, you know, they have a child on the way now, so it's up to them. Like, if she doesn't want to have the baby, she can say, listen, it's not right for us at the moment. We can go and get it terminated now. Well and good, but...
So in other words, what you're saying to me is she has a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't. He has no choice.
With the background and what Helena said about them having been on and off and being rowing all the time, the last thing you need is another child coming into the situation.
Do you know what? You're right. People think getting pregnant is an answer to a problem in a relationship.
Yeah, going to cement the
and it's not. It makes it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, then the guilt thing comes into it, and that and then you trapped me and you didn't love me and you wouldn't get a divorce and you won't move in with me, so... They're going to really have to sit down and decide what they want for the future.
Yeah, but what's the story with her? I mean, she's obviously getting a divorce from her ex, right? She's obviously finished with her ex. He's obviously gone from the house. But I don't know whether he's gone from the house or not, right? But, you know, she's with this guy and she won't commit to him. That seems a bit bizarre as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and people think, like, oh, the biggest commitment you can make to your partner, male or female, is have a baby with them. Mm. No, it's not. You're just making the situation worse.
Yeah, I've no time for these that don't commit.
You're dragging an innocent child into a situation that's volatile, you know?
Yeah. So he's kind of stuck with the situation, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think they need to sit down and have a chat and work out what they want there with the relationship, or is there a way of going forward? And if they realise, look, we're too messy, we're too all over the place, I don't want to be a dad right now, you have enough on your plate with the child that you already have, do you think we could manage another child? No, not the way we are. And they're going to really have to sit down and think about it. But like I said, the innocent one in all this is the baby who has no voice.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying this should be a joyous occasion. But yeah. He says, I know now my life is going to be horrible as it's her way or no way.
And they're fighting all the time. And like, you can't have that. You can't have 70-30 or 60-40. It has to be 50-50.
Right, okay. Well, stay there for a second, because Antoinette.
Yes.
How you doing, Antoinette? Do you believe a man should have the right to opt out of fatherhood?
Yeah, he does.
Well, he should have.
He should have.
Right, okay. And what, just walk away and say, look, off you go and get an abortion, I'm not into this?
But sure, if he doesn't want to be a father, he has that right to actually say it. I mean, what's the alternative? Live with her, fight, argue, just as the other man is after saying he made a lot of sense. Live there, fighting, ripping each other's heads off. If he doesn't want to be with her, just go.
Well, yeah, but legally speaking, he is obliged then to pay maintenance legally, for the next 18 years.
Legally nothing. He's obliged nothing. He can walk away.
Well, no, he is obliged by law.
Well, what law?
The law Ireland of the land.
I don't think so.
And well, he is by the law of the land. Once he has it, if he has a job. Now, if he's no money, there's nothing the courts can do. Well, yeah,
exactly.
But if he has a job, he's not going to give up his job. If he has a job, I'm assuming he maybe has a job. If he has a job, well, then the courts can demand that he pays her a sum of money, be it 60 or 70 quid or whatever it is for the child.
Yeah, but if they're not happy together, why does she want his money? And why would he even be with her? It's a very awkward situation, but at the end of it, if he doesn't want to be a father, she can't actually force him. He's a daddy by DNA, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her problem.
Is it her problem? Just her problem?
Of course it is, because she's pregnant. Of course it's her problem. He's not going to be going in spreading his legs, popping out a baby, is it?
Is that a fair point, Morris? It's her problem, not his.
Well, you know, he's part of the problem too, because he made the baby with her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does take two to tango, isn't it?
It does take two to tango, but he asked if he had the right to opt out. Yes, he does have the right to opt out. You have the right to do anything you want in life. You do not have to do...
No, you don't really. There's legal ramifications to your choices.
You don't really have the right to just walk away. There's not much legal anything in it.
If he walks away, right, she could go down to her local district court and get an order for maintenance against him for the next 18 years.
Yeah, and will it make her any happier?
What?
Will it make her any happier?
Will it make him any happier? He doesn't want to be paying maintenance.
Will it make her any happier?
Well, I'm sure it will if she's getting 60 quid a week.
Well, you know something, then she deserves to be stuck with the problem. Because if it's only about the money, if they're meeting up and they're arguing and fighting, what's the point in that?
Yeah.
What's the point in sitting with somebody day in, day out, and arguing and fighting and bringing a baby into it? There's no point whatsoever. That's not what you call life. It's not even a way of living. It's stupidity.
Somebody says, hi, Niall, that guy should emigrate. She sounds like a total bunny boiler. The writing is on the wall and I doubt it will improve, says Anthony in Cork. He's got a point.
He does have a point.
She does sound like a bit of a bunny boiler, in fairness.
She sounds like a psycho to me.
Well, certainly the way she's telling him to do things. Demanding that he do it her way. She does sound like a bit of a control freak.
Yeah, does she not know? You don't own anyone in this life. You can't tell them exactly what to do and have everything your own way. If you want everything your own way, you should stay on your own. Simple as that. Don't ruin somebody else's life by dictating to them.
Well, stay there for a second, both of you. Let me go to John. John, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Yes, if I'm honest, you sound like the wolf. I listen to in the pub talking about the weather. Jesus.
Well, his power is gone. And lucky love for Ken back again. Otherwise, he might have had to get busy.
Right, getting down to the topic. Look, before the referendum, I would have had a different view on this. But the whole mantra that was used right through the campaign, my body, my choice, right? It now means to me that, if she wants to have an abortion, she can still go ahead. He can't stop that. That's something that I believe, it should be enshrined in law, that if the two don't agree on that, the abortion shouldn't take place. But if he doesn't want to be a father contributing anyway to this now, and she wants to keep the child, right, I think he should be entitled to walk away. Because there was such a mantra about choice, choice, choice. Well,
exactly.
What about his choice? No.
I agree with that man.
Yeah. Do you?
I do. I agree with some women were going around roaring and shouting, my body, my choice. Maybe let the men have some choice. If he wants to walk away, let him walk away.
It's not morally the right thing to do, but is it?
Between morally and legally, it's not really a lot got to do with anything. Women are always harping on about their rights, their this, their that, their other. Do you know something?
So I need to remind you, you're a woman, Antoinette, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. If they shut up and put up, it would pay them an awful lot better.
But the problem is, and see, here's the bigger problem, and I'll say it to all three of you, right? Not so much Morris, because he doesn't agree necessarily that he should walk away. But if he walks away and absconds his responsibilities, John and Antoinette, who pays the bill? If this woman has other kids and is not working,
but still, I mean,
who's paying the bill?
She still has
to make sure she's working for. She does it.
She still has a choice.
Yeah, but the state ends up picking up the tab, John, in most of these cases.
I know that, but at the same time, like, I mean, she can make a decision if she wants to have an abortion, right? And even if he doesn't want that, I mean, he has no choice and there's no legal route open for him. But yet, on the other hand, if he just says, look, I don't want this child. If you want to have it, no, you're pregnant, all right. I'm not going to contribute one iota to this. I believe that's his right. Everything has changed now. The landscape has changed now since the campaign, and he should be entitled if he says, look, I don't want any part.
So he should say to her, my body, my choice.
Exactly.
Is that Morris? Morris, well, hang on. Morris, you know, the guys have a point here. Oh, sorry, Morris is gone. I mean, I have to say, you kind of do have a point because that was the campaign, wasn't it? My body, my choice. So surely the guy should be able to say my body, my choice as well. Some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in at 087-188-0008.
First of all, I have to wonder if you were extrapolating a bit too much from this gentleman's email, because I didn't hear anything about abortion. What I'm getting from it is he doesn't want to have an instant relationship with this person just because he's fertilized one of her eggs. So that speaks to women everywhere that do think they get an instant relationship just when they get pregnant, which is a whole other issue and probably why a good portion of us are even walking around this planet to begin with. But to answer the question you have posed, should men have the option to opt out? Let's face it, whether we want to hear it, whether we want to admit it or not, it happens every single day. We have loads of people that their father just walked away and is not in the picture. They were just a sperm donor. So they already have that right. And I don't think we're ever going to get to the point where you can force an abortion on someone that doesn't want to have it. So just my two cents.
Yeah, I accept your two cents, and you're right. He doesn't mention abortion at all in the email. No, I was just asking the question in relation to choice of being a father, and I gave an example of a hypothetical situation rather than just the email of a young girl that gets pregnant and a young guy together, you know, during a kind of half-hearted kind of relationship for a couple of weeks. And she has a choice in this country now, legally, to have an abortion, but he doesn't have a choice. If she wants to keep the baby, he has to be a father. So she can decide to be a mother, but he can't decide to be a father.
It's a choice for one person.
But I do agree with everything, by the way, that another woman said, apart from the fact that we are bringing in legislation next year where fathers who don't pay maintenance will be chased down by a central agency. What are you laughing at?
We'll all be millionaires then.
They do. Well, no, they do it in the UK. They if a father refuses to pay maintenance at a district court order, they chase them down in the UK. There's an agency and they collect it and they take
the commission. What age does the child be by then? 28?
No, more than 18. Sorry, John.
Supposing that a guy, like, you see, to me there could be an opt-out clause here, or maybe some very clever lawyer could find something here on this. The fact is, if he said, look, they say, well, you have to contribute, no, under law, right? And he says, in a second here, I told her, I don't want to be a father. She's pregnant now. I don't want to be anything to do with the child. I'm not going to contribute financially or emotionally or any other way at all. And I have that right. And I think the person should have that right.
Yep, see, I agree.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, he may want the child in this situation because he does say that being a father should be a joyous occasion. But he just, I get the impression he just doesn't want her.
Yeah, well, maybe does that too.
Anyone can say, why would he want her?
Yeah. Well, so we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Monica as well. Monica, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Monica?
Hi, how are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm good, Monica. How are you okay?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Now, I'd like to get in on that topic now, and I don't really want to be insulting or anything for that other lady. I don't know her name. Now,
how did you know she was going to insult you?
No. I don't ever insult anybody, but maybe she may not like what I'm going to say.
Okay, so we'll Antoinette, hold your tongue till she's finished, Antoinette, okay?
Well, I promise.
Okay, Monica. Go for it, Monica.
Hello, anyway. No. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but what I was thinking was, I would not knock lady. I would not be like her knocking girls. Maybe she has all sons. I don't know if she has any daughters. And let me proceed. He could walk away, but why didn't he walk away before he made a baby? Why buy a cow if you get the meat for nothing? He should have walked away before that.
Before he jumped into bed, like?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Look, who says that?
And that Geraldine was saying that he's entitled to walk away, and he's maybe he's entitled to walk away, but why didn't he walk away before that happened? Anyone, any of my husband, they might be taking precautions. Well, Shandy's in. Shandy's always talking.
Maybe something went wrong, like, you mean, and look, I mean, and if it went wrong, it went wrong. I mean, if you...
Well, maybe, don't say something went wrong, all right. But why didn't it go wrong before it went right?
Well, let me just... This is what happens, like, I mean... But no, Monica wants we'll have to see as well.
Okay, well, hang on. Yeah, well, hang on both John and Monica. Sorry, Antoinette, you wanted to say something to Monica. Go ahead.
Does Monica want an answer there?
Yeah, she does.
I do. Go on. I hope it's a good one now.
Yeah, I said I do have daughters, so I was answering, yeah.
You do have daughters, okay.
Yeah, I've still have daughters.
Oh, you have. That's okay. I did say maybe I'm wrong. I did.
Yeah, I have both of them. What else was your question tonight? Because it was going so fast, I couldn't hear a lot of it.
See, I was going so fast. Oh, well, sure. I walk slow and talk fast. Go on, anyway.
Oh, what was your other question?
I suppose she's inferring...
Why didn't he walk away before he made a baby?
Because at the end of it, a ride is a ride.
A ride is a ride.
Yeah.
Oh, right. There's too much of this...
Remember one thing, she was just as willing as him to get it. And no one said it was made in a bed. It could have been made any place. But... At the end of it, they were both willing to do...
The deed.
Were you the fly in the wall? Sure, you don't know they were both willing. We don't know...
Well, I'm assuming... Well, hang on, with the greatest respect, Monica. I don't think we're talking about a rape case, with the greatest of respect.
No, we're not talking about a rape case.
No, okay,
exactly.
So, yeah.
No.
Okay.
They were both consenting to have a shag. Simple as. Mm. A baby has been made. He does have the option to walk away. And how you're saying he doesn't is beyond me. Because all I heard about throughout the whole abortion is my body, my choice. Maybe go and fucking put that into practice and stop sitting in everyone now.
Well, I'm not knocking women now, but I really think I have daughters myself, but and sons as well. But I don't know, what's the girl's name?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do if one of your sons came home to you, Monica, and said, I met this girl in a club about 2 weeks ago and she's pregnant?
Yes.
And I don't really want to go out with her. I don't want to be with her, actually. I don't particularly like her, but, you know, she, on the night, I'd have been a few drinks.
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Well, I'd say then, if you didn't want to go out with her, why did you bloody go out with her?
Because people do stupid things.
Mother now, but I'd say, look, if you're the father and she's pregnant, look, you have to toe the line now. You should have thought of that. If you don't indulge your own bulge.
I just love your sayings, Monica. They're just great. If you don't indulge, you just bulge.
Niall, you'd better be careful, sure. You'll have to toe the line.
Well, hang on. Let me just see what people on WhatsApp are saying. If you want to send us in a WhatsApp audio message, you can at 087-188-0008.
How could anyone walk away from their own flesh and blood? It doesn't make sense. It goes against nature. If you lie down and make a baby, stand up and be a father. For God's sake.
Oh, she was quite angry, wasn't she? No messing with that woman, let me tell you.
Niall, if he wants to walk away, he should be able to walk away if he likes, because it takes two to tango. She's the one accepted a week. End off.
Well, a pity he didn't run instead of walking before he did the damage.
The damage.
She was just as much part of us as he was.
I'm asking your name, I can't think of it.
Antoinette.
Angela, we don't know.
Yeah. We do know that the both consent and sex. That's one thing we do know.
Did they say that? They did?
In the email, there was no mention of anything else, so I think the line you're trying to take it down is that
well,
she didn't
tough anyway, and I think she's sad, because at the end of the day, it's the woman that's left holding the baby.
Women should know that. They've done an unraveling about their rights before.
Yeah, so, hang on, sorry, John, you want to say something? Go ahead.
That's just what you said, that you should be in a steady relationship. I mean, but that's what's wrong. There's so many people screwing around and riding around these, Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, there's no precautions after them. I mean, there's no stability, and, you know, there's no financial backup, right?
Has Shandy got the phone down his underpants or something? I can't hear him.
I sent him the money for the baptism.
He's wobbling.
But I mean, in your day, Monica, I mean, you know, what would have happened if a girl had got pregnant? The father would have stood by her, wouldn't he?
They would, and they wouldn't talk about it.
Well, you know what, actually, no, I probably wouldn't have actually
been
sadly. They
wouldn't talk about it, and if they slept with somebody, they wouldn't say it either, because they'd be afraid that they'd get a few lashes across that and they go home from their father, or a cane or something.
Right, of course, it was a very different time. There was a huge stigma attached to young ladies getting pregnant in those days. I liked that last message in Watswell, but the second last one there, quite an angry lady, to the point, wasn't she?
How could anyone walk away from their own flesh and blood? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It goes against nature. Mm. If you lie down and make a baby, stand up and be a father. For God's sake.
For God's sake. She really means that, doesn't she? For God's sake. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Stay there, Monica, please, if you possibly could. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. Anthony, should a guy have a choice to opt out of a pregnancy?
Definitely, yeah. We live in days of equality now.
Mm-hmm.
My body, my choice. If the man wants to walk away, it takes two to tango, it takes two to make a baby.
But he has dipped his wick, so to speak. So he
those days are gone. She was deflowered, and he took her innocence, and he took her maiden.
No,
and
what was it?
We're not
no, you, when you life. You do it, you have to pay. What do they say? When you dip the wick, you have to pay for the oil. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, when you get your dip wicked.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, like, she has decided to keep the child. So, I mean, that it then becomes his responsibility too, according to Monica.
Yeah, what about the person who owns the well that the wick was dipped into? Oh, they're not of any responsibility.
Let's stop using all these analogies. It's quite weird. It's Monica.
Yes.
I'm hearing everybody saying the same thing. The old referendum kind of didn't do women any good when we hear this, my body, my choice. Now, Anthony, as a man, wants to use the same term. You know what I mean?
I know, but I wouldn't take any notice of him.
He'll be okay
when the lift moves and he changes his tablets, whoever he is. But what I want to say...
God.
Excuse me.
Now, he said you'll be okay
when the lift moves and you change your tablets.
When the lift moves?
Yeah.
I think you should be going down on your knees and praying for a peaceful death at your age.
Listen, you're only as old as you feel and as old as the one that feels you, okay?
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about sex lives at all. No, you should be saying the rosary and praying for a peaceful death.
I'm not one bit worried about sex.
Well, if you insult me, I'll insult you, my dear.
My dear, I'm not your dear. I'm somebody else's dear. Can you leave me speak, please?
Thank God for that. Yeah, you speak, Monica. Go on.
Now, Angelina, don't worry about him. Just... put him aside for a minute. Angelina, Niall, and John Didier. What I want to say is this, right? As many as the man that's rocking the cradle when he thinks he's rocking his own, and as many as the man that's rocking the cradle when he's not rocking his own. Now,
jeez,
what happened in that case...
My brain is starting to get confused. Now. Go on, rocking cradles.
What happened in that case with that same two people, the girl and boy? Now, that girl... maybe she had been out with your man's mate or somebody else, and blah, blah, blah. And that does go around. Maybe somebody told him to just tap her up.
I think you're going off on a bit of a tangent, Monica, with a raise of respect.
Take her to bed. And that's the way. And I mean,
you lost me at rocking the cradle. I'm sorry, you completely lost me. Anthony, are you keeping up with her at all?
There's man is the man rocking the cradle when he thinks he's rocking his own. And as man
what you're saying
cradle,
is it might not even be his.
That now you've got it.
Oh, right.
That sounds
I
like
don't
the
know,
voice
but
of
I'm
experience.
Not now. I'm not saying.
Are you not
maybe
saying?
Maybe he thinks it didn't please.
But you know, here's the thing, Anthony. Now, that Monica's actually raised an interesting topic, right?
If she's been around the block. I don't know.
There are many married men in this country, and you all need to start thinking about this very strongly, right? There's many a married man in this country, two or three kids, think they're happily married, and one of the two of those kids might not be yours.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens. Yeah, we know that.
And you know what? It happens a lot more than you actually think.
And you know what, Niall...
Monica, stop for a second.
One point I want to bring
up
as well.
Let Anthony speak. The lift is back up again. Sorry, go ahead.
The government as well. Like, I mean, we've brought in abortion. Personally, I didn't vote for it, to be quite honest with you.
And I didn't either.
But they want to bring in free contraception now as well. England did the same thing back in the 1960s because they saw the result of they saw the results of backstreet abortions and they said contraception was only available to married couples. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the NHS, the visit of the doctor is free, the prescription is free, everything is free. And they gave free contraception to single women as well and single couples. And what happened? Nothing. It made no difference.
Well, there was research done in Washington State that the availability of free contraception for women, i.e. the coil, et cetera, which is quite expensive, actually did reduce the rates of abortion. Drastically.
It didn't work in England.
Mm. Well, maybe, see, because contraception really, I mean, you have to remember, abortion's been in England for a long, long time.
Well, only since the 60s.
Sorry.
The late 1969, wasn't it?
You got a girl pregnant years ago, whether it was yours or not, you wouldn't know. You were made marry them, and that was it. There
yeah.
is Nile's thing.
Shotgun.
You were made marry them.
A shot, they used to call it a shotgun wedding, Monica.
That's right, or a hit and run. And that's a shotgun.
So you sound saying that the bride's father would be standing down the back of the church with a shotgun in case he tried to leave.
But Niall, a man should be able to walk away in this day and age. Like, I mean, I suppose the best way that I could put it, you know, that sketch they do in Little Britain when they dress up as Edwardian ladies. Oh, I can't do this because I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
You know, we have this ladette culture now since the 1990s. If you want to drink a bottle of vodka and be off your face and go out to a nightclub then at 11 o'clock and come home at 3 o'clock and in the meantime have about 4 Jaeger bombs and a couple of lines of coke or whatever, all the contraception in the world will be there, but it'll be sitting in your pocket. It'll be the last thing in your mind.
Well, so you know, to drink has a huge, absolutely, drink is part of the problem, let's just say.
The
lads yes.
culture. If you want to be one of the lads, you be one of the lads.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Sienna. Sienna, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sienna?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, excuse me, I sneezed. I apologise. I think it was Monica. I think it's her perfume.
Better up than down.
Okay, I do apologise.
I'm wearing poison tonight.
I was trying to hold in the sneeze there, Sienna. Sorry, Sienna. I mean, should the guy have a right to walk away?
First of all, Niall, I think both of them are two gobshites.
Well, probably, yeah, yeah.
Really and truly. I think a woman, I think Monica's right there. I think she's been around the block a few times.
Jeez, you're all making assumptions about this woman.
Me? Of course I've been around the block. Why can't I go around the block if I want to? I'm a jogger.
Well, go around now.
Right, okay, so let's start making sense of this conversation if we can.
And I think, he's better. Of course he can walk away. And rightly so, because I'll tell you why, it's no good.
Was when did he walk away before he went to bed?
Well, you see, they're both at fault there, both of them. He's at the tannery, he doesn't want a child. I guarantee it. I don't. I really and truly believe that she doesn't even know if that's his child. And there's more to this marriage thing. There's definitely more to that.
Well, yeah, she says that he's still technically married, but she hasn't done anything about the divorce, so she's not sort of committing to the relationship.
Okay, well, Niall, I suppose I'm still technically married, although I'm 30-something years separate. I never went for divorce or anything like
that. Right, yeah, yeah.
My husband is well gone. So if I was with someone, I wouldn't even be mentioning him. It'd be nothing to do with him. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you legally couldn't marry somebody else anyway, Sienna. Even if you could find somebody that wanted to marry you.
Okay, so now I'm grand.
I'm just saying you legally couldn't marry somebody else.
No, I don't. And that, but no, I think they're too.
And Monica wouldn't want to get married again. She's had enough of it.
And Monica's at it all the time. And you can buy them condoms in the pound shop. I've seen them
JLS condoms.
JLS condoms in the pound shop in Clare Hall.
They do the JLS. They do the stuff as seen on TV, don't they?
Yeah, but these ones, I didn't see them on putting them on them. Now, listen.
Anthony, would you trust a condom from a pound shop?
Listen, they'd be left in the pocket. I live in a student area and I grew up in a student area all my life and I see the condition that they'd be in. And every year they're getting worse and worse. And you have to remember as well, the morning after pill, now before you'd have to go to the doctor and get a prescription and the whole lot, that's available over the counter now as well.
It is, you can just go to a pharmacy.
How many more options do people need?
Anthony, why are you knocking women all the time?
I'm not knocking women all the time.
Well, sure, I'm available.
But they have responsibility too. You said the man should have walked away before they went into bed. Why didn't she walk away before they went into bed?
The point he's making is there's so many options now, Monica. If a woman, you know, has a night of debauchery with a guy...
They don't want the options, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm just... No, he's just saying, if she has a night and it's unprotected sex, maybe they both have a few drinks on them or whatever, and it's unprotected sex, the next day, if she thinks she might be pregnant, he's saying there is an option. She can go to a pharmacy and get a morning after pill.
There is so much sleeping around today anyways.
I must disagree with you.
I was in Cricklewood one night and
in where were you? In Cricklewood?
Yes, a man asked me dance and I hadn't gone...
What were you doing? What were you doing? What were you doing in Cricklewood?
I'm tired. I need to go to bed. Well, I said you should have fucking stayed in bed. What brought you out? I'm not tired. I'm only after coming out. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Monica, what were you doing in Cricklewood?
In Cricklewood? Excuse me. I was practically brought up in England.
In Cricklewood?
No, I used to go to Cricklewood.
What was so special? Oh, why did you go to Cricklewood?
Is that where I just went, I suppose, for to have a bit of a shop round.
Right, okay, for men?
No, not really. No,
and what year was this? Was this... No. Wait, you'd just come up with the air raid shelter and you'd go to Cricklewood.
I'm like you, I kept my options open.
What year did you go to Cricklewood?
Oh, I forget, I was young anyways.
Jesus. Was it like, were the air raids going off in the background? Did you have a gas mask on you? What year was it? Was Winston Churchill on the telly?
Well, for your information, I went to England when I was 4.
Right, okay.
And then I was over and back. I lived in England for 40 years, but I didn't work there.
And how old are you now? How old are you now? I should never ask a woman her age.
I'm still old enough. I'm still good. If you want to dip the aisle and pay the price. Give Anthony my number there, maybe.
No. Christ almighty.
It would be able to be a money.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something now, Anthony.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be that lucky.
You wouldn't be that lucky either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, sure, that makes sense.
I'm very particular where I dip my wick.
I wouldn't say there's a huge age gap between the two of you, in fairness.
If I
dip my wick, the only aisle that I'd want would be Ewing Aisle. It would want to be worth thousands or millions.
Well, no, I'm just saying there wouldn't be much of an age gap, Monica, between you and Anthony.
What?
And Sienna, I think you're all about the same age, actually.
Well, I'll tell you something now. I had a rash and book under my pillow for years.
You had a rash where?
And I'm after getting a pinch and book now from England.
You had a rash where?
A ration book. Anthony won't look at me now.
How old do you think I am now? Fucking 86 or something.
How old are you, Anthony?
Now Sienna's on a roll now. Sienna knows that you might be single, so she's wondering how old you are too.
How old does she think I am?
I don't know. I think of an older voice.
I'm going to have a guess. I'm going to say Anthony is 46.
No. I'd say Anthony's isn't old enough yet. I'd say he's still in diapers.
I'm 43.
Well, I wasn't far off, was I?
No.
And I'd say, I'm trying to remember now, I think Sienna did tell us her age before. I think she's 59, 60?
Yeah, I'm 60 in February.
Okay, and Monica, I'm guessing you're 68.
By God, good guessers never marry.
What? Are you 68?
No, not 68, but maybe within an after's roar of it.
67 or 70. 769. Come on, just tell us how old you are, Monica.
Pension. If I'm getting an English pension, I must be a pensioner.
Right, okay.
She's 68, coming from the wrong side.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't a bad guess, but all three guesses were quite good, actually, there. I'm pretty proud of myself.
It doesn't matter. If you love somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Many good tune plays
Of age not mattering, by the way, let me just go to Catherine. Hang on, I just heard. But lads, just calm down for a second. Catherine.
I knew.
Hang on, Monica, will you stop for a second? Catherine's on the air now. She's the mammy of us all.
Go fuck yourself. you bring out the worst for me, you know that? I am such a nice person.
I'm not saying you're not a nice person, Catherine.
I'm like a demon out of hell.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you would be the oldest of the group.
Oh, I love Catherine.
I love Catherine as well.
Catherine, in relation to this topic, I mean, should the guy stick with her, you know, and even though he doesn't want to be with her, or should he have an option to walk away?
Now, listen, I'll tell you, because I tell you, you're having a fantastic show tonight. It didn't actually start off
the way it sort of has developed, but it's brilliant.
Right.
Now, what I have been thinking when I was listening to you all speaking is this, that, you know, the way the women say, my body, my choice, you know, all that sort of shit.
Right. Well, yeah. Some women don't think it's shit, but go on, yeah.
Well, I do. But so I think that men should now start saying, my sperm, my choice.
Right.
Exactly. No, you're right.
My sperm, my choice.
Yep.
Okay. I hate the word sperm.
I hate it.
What else is it?
I'm just saying.
I hate it too.
Yeah, I don't particularly like the word sperm.
I think it's a little tadpole.
Sorry, Catherine.
I'll persuade you to like the word. I think of little, you know, sort of tadpoles, the spermatoids and all the rest.
Spermatoids.
Yeah, you know, and all the little frogs and all. You know, I mean, sperm is not a bad word. There's no word bad. Unless you mean it to be bad.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah. Well, there isn't really, but there is some words that are just deplorable.
Repeat after me, Niall. My sperm, my choice. Say it.
Right. Your sperm, your choice. Okay, so you believe this guy should have the right to walk away?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I've just said it. Are you thick or what?
I'm not thick. I'm just clarifying what you're saying. That's what I do. I'm a talk show host.
If a woman can say my body,
this show is
my
mental
choice,
tonight. What's going on? Is there a full moon out?
My choice.
Is there a full moon out tonight?
No, last night.
Last night.
I
know.
Why blackbirds tonight?
Jesus, my head is just melting. well, hang on. But let me just go as well. Who I have? It's good. Oh, Siobhan. Sorry, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Stay there, Catherine.
Yeah.
So join the clan here, Siobhan. They're all mental cases here. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, I can't believe that my body, my choice is being thrown around like that. I mean, it's a man's penis, so it's his choice to put a condom on it.
Yeah, that's a good one, Catherine. It is his penis.
See, the women are always saying, it burst, you know, it burst. I mean, Jesus, I've never had him. You know, I've never been with a man that used a condom.
That burst.
They fucking burst every few minutes.
He needs bigger condoms.
In fairness, I've often heard that line, you know, Siobhan, about a burst condom. I've never heard of a condom bursting. Maybe they do, but I've just never heard of it. Maybe they bought them in the pound shop or something like that, because Deirdre and Kel says they do sell them in the pound shop. But okay, you believe Siobhan, he doesn't have the right to walk away, no?
I think, like, in the early days, in the early weeks of the pregnancy, they could make a choice between the two of them. And, like, I do see the point of, you know, the woman has the choice to get an abortion or take the morning after pill, and the man kind of has to go along with whatever her choice is. I do understand that. But I think it's something that needs to be decided in the early days when the woman still has a choice. And I think the other side of it is that abortion is regulated in Ireland.
Well, 12 weeks, decide. Yes. Well, I know, 12 weeks, yeah.
12 weeks, but I think as well the conditions under...
No, there's no conditions. No conditions. No. In the UK there is certain conditions, mind you, they don't really abide by them. But in Ireland it's unconditional up to 12 weeks.
Oh, well then, yeah, it's a discussion I think that needs to happen between the two of them in the early days when she...
Well, then you are kind of saying, you know, my theoretical kind of story earlier on, two people meet, you know, on a once-off kind of date and she gets pregnant, rings him 2 weeks later and says, listen, I'm pregnant. And he says, well, I don't want to be a father, I'm only 23. Can you have an abortion? And she goes, no, I don't agree with abortion. I'm not having an abortion. I'm keeping the baby and you're going to pay for it. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I suppose it's not really, you know. But, yeah.
I think it is. Because
do you see what we did here, Catherine and Monica? We turned Siobhan. She came on with one opinion and she's going off with another one.
You see, that's the reason people must listen to your show, because everyone can change their mind.
Well, this is it, yeah. But mind you, she is still disagreeing with you that, you know, you shouldn't be abusing the slogan, my body, my choice.
I think
it bugged me. No, seriously. What about the baby's body? What about the baby's body?
Oh, we're getting into the abortion round now, are we? God.
Serious, you know?
Right, I don't want to have an abortion debate. I had a million of them last year before the referendum.
Well,
I really don't want to have another.
Like, you know, I can make fun of this or I can be bloody serious the way I really want to.
Mind yourself,
I don't believe in the book.
Monica, we found a young one, Siobhan.
She's well, I don't give a sugar for that.
Well, I'm just saying, she's probably the only one in the air who understands what we're actually talking about, because with the greatest respect, she's probably the only one who's sexually active amongst the trees.
She can be sexually active if she wants to. I don't care.
Sexually active, Niall.
What?
I took that.
Catherine, you explained that you came home on the ferry with two lads and you had a spare room or a cabin and you still couldn't get it. You told us this yourself.
No, I tell you, I wouldn't. You know, you can be friends with a man, you can and talk with. No, I didn't want fucking sex. I mean, like, I wanted sex with the other fella, but I couldn't get into his cabin.
Is that the new slogan? Is that the way of phrasing it nowadays? I couldn't get into his cabin.
And was she not, afraid of picking up some kind of crabs or something?
Crabs. You just gotta love Monica's laugh. Yeah. I don't know. Siobhan, have we become a little bit, you know, too liberal in the sense that women are looking for all these rights, which I think you've probably agreed with me now, that women are looking for all these rights, but they just don't want men to have any rights when it comes to this pregnancy.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of more complicated. But I think that there's a lot of inequality towards women in the world. And I think that, like, we have to be careful not to, I suppose, kind of feed into it and say, the woman now, she had the choice and now she deals with the consequences. Like, shit happens. If the condom bursts and you get a woman pregnant, like, you could go out tomorrow morning and be in an accident and have to learn to live without a limb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Things happen in life. You have to get on with it.
Shit happens.
Like, if it was my son and he got
but a... But if the condom burst, he could go to the pharmacy the next day, as I think Sienna pointed out or somebody pointed out earlier on, and get the morning after pill.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Well, although... Yeah, she could. I'm just thinking... If
Monica, the morning son, after pill. It's like a sweetie. Monica, it's like a little sweetie that you take the next day.
You know what they should do with men to carry on that way? I think they should do what they did years ago with the pinchers and squeeze the bullocks.
Oh, Jesus
they should do the same.
Christ.
They should squeeze the nuts off them. The very same as they did. And then they wouldn't be so anxious as to be my body, my child. And dip in the island, dip in the weekend.
Right, okay. So any man that's misbehaving, they should squeeze them like a bullock. Jesus.
Niall, you'd better keep away from me because I'm dangerous.
You certainly are. There's no doubt. Okay, just let's make the conversation a little bit madder and go to Deirdre, who's the Lord Mayor of Kells.
Oh, hi, Niall.
The new Lord Mayor of Kells.
I'm the Lord Mayor of Kells. Well, you know something I'm just having? It's an absolutely brilliant show. They're all mental, that's why.
The only one sane here is Siobhan. God love her.
Not at all. They're all great. I'm just here in stitches laughing. And you can get them condoms, you know, above in the pound shop.
Which condoms in the pound shop?
You can get them above in Deals or you can get them in Choices or some of them places, yeah?
Did you ever buy a packet?
I never did, but I seen them in it.
And why didn't you buy a packet yourself?
So what would I be...
You wouldn't have any use for it, would you?
No, but I just seen them in the pound shop.
Sorry, Monica.
They couldn't afford condoms, so they used cling film. Oh, I'd say that was fairly sore.
I'd say it was.
I'd say that would never burst the bubble.
Did you ever use cling film, Monica?
No, I was never stuck, really. I always had everything stacked up and ready to go.
Did you? Right, okay, yeah.
I was always...
Do you know they used to have, Monica, in your day, right, because you're a bit older than me, they used to have...
Oh, my God.
What?
I call a bit older, yeah, but are you a clairvoyance?
No.
Have you got a crystal ball?
No, they used to have washable condoms.
Oh, yeah, and they were talking about... No. We never had them ones. We had balloons.
Balloons. Siobhan, did you ever hear of washable condoms?
I didn't, but I could tell you I could whack a few people on the show tonight if there was one.
They did have years ago, you know, men and women, when they were married, because of course people didn't have sex before they were married years ago, did they? They would have washable condoms and they'd use them and wash them and hang them out on the line. Deirdre, did you ever hear of washable condoms?
That's the first now Nile I heard of it now.
No, well, it probably hasn't been Catherine's day, I'd say.
No, but
they probably hasn't.
You know,
Catherine would be the oldest. She would remember them more so than anybody else.
different, Jesus. But anyway, look, the thing is, Niall, I mean, I am older than you, yes? And
yeah.
So therefore, I have never heard of washable condoms, so therefore it's not true.
And there was another one that was like pigskin, wasn't it? It was a pigskin condom.
I mean, I don't know anything about condoms because I never used them, you know? I was more intelligent. I had different ways. But anyway, could you not sort of put water in the condom and then if it leaked, then you'd know it was unsafe to use? But if it didn't, then it was okay, you know?
So what, before you do the deed, you go over and put the condom on the sink, into the sink yeah. and fill it with water?
Yeah.
I used to do years ago with the condom, they'd put it on their thumb.
Right.
But you wouldn't know if it leaked, though, would you? I'm saying fill it up with water.
But if you put it on your thumb, like, it wants to be a very small condom to fit in your thumb.
Oh, yeah. Listen, can I tell you this before I say any more?
Right.
I used to wear the big bloomers, and they would kill the passion. And I used to write on them with a masker in England. Oh. Business on the rear. Business on the rear while the front is in repair.
You'd write that on your bloomers.
Yes. Yes.
Business.
I'd have a good old dance, a jive to Big Tom.
Right.
Big Tom.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Business in the rear while the front is on repair.
That's right. I just have a white one and just kill the passion.
I know.
And I'd write with a masker.
Right, sorry, Deirdre, are you trying to say something there?
No, I just, that's so funny, it's one of your best shows.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Women are a credit.
You're a credit to the show, both of you.
It's a credit, the whole lot of you, it's brilliant.
Well, you know something now, Nanny, I'm not joking.
Yeah, sorry, Siobhan.
It's a great show.
Back to sanity again, sorry, Siobhan. Or Michelle, what was it, Michelle? Who am I talking to? Who? Oh, sorry.
Niall?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Monica.
You're pepping me up. I was a bit down until I went down the show, and now I'm
You're in good form, were you?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm always in good form, but I was just a little bit down sometimes. You can't always be in good form.
Yeah. But somebody, by the way, suggests we should give you a regular slot, Monica, on the show.
What?
Like a co-host.
Yeah, I know.
Would you think...
But I think I closed down my account, I told you.
Did you? Your account is closed completely?
Yeah, yes.
Catherine's closed about 20 years ago.
What? Well, Niall, excuse
you should
me.
Listen to me. Niall.
Yes.
Now, wait, you know the word deja vu?
Yes, deja vu, yeah.
Now, listen to this. Well, I was, before I came on to your show, I was listening to Monica. I just think she's brilliant, yeah? And I was trying to visualize her, and I don't mean to insult you, Monica, but it's just me, you know, I have a weird mind at times, you know?
Mm.
And and it's amazing that you spoke about it just there 2 minutes ago. I had visualized you, you know, with the old bloomers, you know, with the sort of...
Yeah,
long,
they killed the
you
them, I told you
the
that.
Knickers, the bloomers. And I had visions of you with sort of a pleated skirt and one of the legs of the bloomers hanging down.
That's
and the other
it,
one, because the elastic was strong on it, it sort of stayed up a bit, but one of the elastics on the bloomers had burst, and so therefore I could see you, you know.
Yes.
Jeez,
yes.
This is very detailed, isn't it?
He made a catapult out of it.
Yeah.
A man ran off with that elastic and he made a catapult out of it.
So I tell you what, well, it seems the three of you are here. I was going to move on to the next topic. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? I mean, Deirdre, is there anything that you'd like to talk about at the moment?
I'd like about you. Talk about you.
But you can talk about me, I'd like.
No, you're doing a great...
You're doing a great job.
And I'd wait till I tell you a good thing.
What?
Angelo's Chippers is doing a bomb.
Is he?
They're coming down from Dublin.
They're doing a roaring trade at Angelo's Chipper in Kells, yeah? Because they do a special offer, don't they? You keep telling me about it.
They do an offer down there, and it's absolutely brilliant. I'm telling you, people are coming.
They're flocking from miles to Kells, to Angelo's Chipper.
Your man told me in Kells that the people are coming down from Dublin. They heard it on the radio station, a girl from Kells, and they're coming down in the 109 bus.
And the 109 bus.
I had my own chipper one time.
You had your own chipper, Monica?
I had my own chipper, yes. I had and I was make my own cakes and all. I was go to bed at 2:30, get up at 5:30 and cook every dinner fresh. And from 1 until 2, I had 70 takeaways and I had 40 fresh dinners. And to this present day, people come in me on it. And I had a travel shop, I had a casino, and I had a coffee shop.
Jeepers, Monica, you've been a busy woman all your life, haven't you?
I have.
Was this in Cricklewood?
I'll tell you. No, when I came home from England.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, no, not Cricklewood, Cricklewood. And the Galtee Moor. Where'd you meet her? I met her in the Galtee Moor. Do you remember that song?
I do, yeah.
Where'd you meet her? I met her in the Galtee Moor. I should have met you.
Catherine, is there anything that you'd like to talk about? Not too serious, by the way.
I'll tell you what I'd love to talk about. And you don't remember Dolly Forticoats in Dublin, do you?
I do, yeah.
I tell you. Yeah. Lord. And do you remember a woman in Moore Street? She was at the very top of Moore Street and she had a sort of a big birthmark that was so red, you know? Do you remember that woman?
I remember the woman who had she had a birthmark on her neck and face. Yes.
Yes. Oh my God! You know, I mean, like, I just want to say something to all of you. I remember Dublin City
in the railroad times.
Ring a ring a rosy. All these
days,
you know.
I remember Dublin in the rare old days.
Now my name it is.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.